Page 40. Balancing real and virtual workplaces. Companies strike a balance between office-bound and all virtual workplaces. As a teenager doing freelance web design, Chris Nageli was a workplace free spirit. His office was wherever he could plug in a computer. That's precisely how his company, WildBit, would continue to function for 11 years as it evolved from consulting to now exclusively building software. "We were doing the virtual company thing," recalled Nageli, now 32. Then, about a year ago, came a dramatic philosophical shift. He and his business partner and wife, Natalie Nageli, wanted to be with their employees, not just communicate with them via the phone or computer. Bringing WildBit employees to a centralized work address had become a more practical option because the Nagelis had started hiring locally, adding to a staff of software designers largely scattered throughout the world. Getting real. In September, the Nagelis and their first full-time U.S. employee, a customer support manager, moved into an office building in Philadelphia. Since April, the couple that long eschewed the concept of office has been locked in a national battle to win, of all things, a $25,000 office makeover. "We'd have everyone under the same roof if we could," Natalie Nageli said. Among the reasons she and her husband cited, spontaneous brainstorming sessions on the couch in front of the whiteboard, or over their family lunches prepared by a chef the Nagelis bring in daily to feed their Philadelphia workforce of six. Take that, all you virtual office dwellers who now spend your days alone behind a computer in your den, lunching on warmed-up leftovers from last night's dinner. For many, meetings are conversations with a face on a screen, compliments of Skype or WebEx. Collaborating with colleagues likely involves instant messaging. A virtual trend. Then again, along with the WildBits are companies like Dolphin Corp, another software firm that has trended toward a virtual setup after a conventional office start. With 51 employees in 14 states and 4 countries, Dolphin considers itself locally based because one of the three offices it has, the biggest, with 5 employees, is in Westchester, Pennsylvania. But, unlike WildBit, Dolphin, a partner of business solutions system giant SAP in Newton Square, Pennsylvania, started what has been a consistent expansion since 2004. The decision to evolve into a 90% virtual company was driven by the key employees, said one of them, President and CEO Werner Hopf, who works from his home in Westchester rather than the office there. Virtual benefits. Chief Financial Officer Art Smithson moved from the Philadelphia area to Evergreen, Colorado, where he now gets to watch elk and deer wander through my yard during a workday, he bragged recently. Dolphin's evolution to a largely virtual company was also a matter of hiring practicality, Smithson said. It was hard to find the talent pool to serve our customers. We were forced to look outside and look for people who didn't want to move to Westchester. It was also a matter of practicality from the customer service perspective, Hoff said, noting that Dolphin's 120 customers are spread across the globe. To counteract any sense of loneliness its employees experience, Dolphin holds annual employee meetings and vacation-like gatherings for employees, their spouses, and children every 2 years. This year, it was in Puerto Rico in January. That gives us a chance to tie those bonds a little closer between the different individuals who don't have a lot of opportunity to have face-to-face interactions, Hoff said. Creating a balance. With about half his workforce of 13 located outside the United States, WildBit's Chris Nageli acknowledged the benefits of virtual office arrangements, mostly for his employees. You can't easily distract someone, he said. I can't walk over to someone's desk and say, "What are you working on?" On the other hand, you can't replace our in-person meetings with Skype. Sitting right in the middle of the virtual versus real office debate is Michael Howard, president of American Executive Centers, operators of 7 fully equipped office facilities in the Philadelphia region. They even come with receptionists. American Executive has begun renovating its existing centers and building new ones to better accommodate those who want to report to an office each day and those who have virtual companies but occasionally need to hold a meeting in a more formal business setting. The new look at American Executive features bigger kitchens/break rooms to encourage more networking between clients and small private workstations for people who don't need a full office but a place to check mail or make calls. That's a reaction to what people are asking for, Howard said. WildBit had entered the Turnstone contest as much for advice on how to achieve the delicate balance of providing both quiet workstations and collaboration areas as they did for the free furniture, Chris Nagelli said. As word has spread about the new office, especially the lunches, to WildBit employees abroad, more people are interested in moving to the U.S., Natalie Nagelli said. For now, WildBit will continue to bring its employees together for a retreat twice a year, usually held at a rented villa in a foreign locale. July's destination? Turkey, or possibly Mallorca. Vocabulary focus. Bound. Freelance. Free spirit. Brainstorm. Den. Brag. Talent pool. Counteract. Renovate. Delicate.